This is Messianic Perspectives, and today we're going to talk about nothing. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello, and today our Bible teacher, Dr. Gary Hedrick, is teaching What God Says About Nothing. I'll be back at the end of the program with a special message, so have your pencil and paper ready. And now, with today's message, here's Dr. Gary Hedrick.
All right, thank you, and welcome to another edition of Messianic Perspectives. I'm your host, Gary Hedrick. And it's good to have you with us today as we continue our series of studies on what God says about nothing. And what we've been doing is just going through the Bible and looking at some of these passages where God makes some rather interesting observations about absolutely nothing. And on the last program, we were talking about the first nothing, which we saw is from the book of Genesis, and has to do with the pride and rebellion of humanity. In fact, it goes back several thousand years, almost to the very dawn of the human race. The spirit of ancient Babel was a spirit of human arrogance, defiance, and self-sufficiency. It was rebellion against God. And God knew it was dangerous when they came to the place where there was nothing, the Bible says, that they couldn't or wouldn't do. Genesis 11:6 is where the Lord said that nothing would be restrained from the people of Babel because they would do anything they could imagine to do. You see, life without limits, that is, life without boundaries, is like going back to the jungle. It means we cease to be civilized. It's every man for himself. It's the rule of brute force, and the weak get trampled underfoot. How long you survive depends on where you are in the food chain, just like in the jungle. And it's interesting that even the Babylonians themselves learned this later on, because one of the foundations of modern civilization is the code of Hammurabi from ancient times, which came from where? It came from Babylon. It's a code of laws that explains what's right and what's wrong. It outlines penalties for wrongdoing. It talks about restitution when someone commits a crime against someone else. It's one of the bases of modern civilization, the ancient code of Hammurabi. In fact, Hammurabi himself said he published his code because he feared God, because he wanted righteousness to rule in the land, and because evildoers should be punished. And he wrote that, listen, he wrote that 400 years before the time of Moses. Now, it's interesting that in the prophetic parts of the Bible, where it's talking about things that will happen in the end times, it says there will be an end time world system where all the nations will come together. The nations of the world will come together politically, economically, militarily. It'll be like a great global alliance. And what's the code name the Bible uses to describe this great end-time world system? It's one word, Babylon. So what goes around comes around. 6,000 or so years ago, we have the people of Babel defying God there on the plain of Shinar. And the ancient prophets said we'd see it again when we come to the time of the end. In other words, mankind will once again come together, not just in a spirit of unity, but in a spirit of lawlessness and defiance against God. And the stage is being set in our generation for the fulfillment of these prophecies. You can see it in many aspects, but one important aspect is the attitude of the international community toward Israel. Just like the ancient Babylonians and Assyrians wanted to destroy Israel, the end-time world system will also be against Israel. Every time there's an outbreak of violence in the Middle East, even if the Israelis are just defending themselves, which is almost always the case, the UN and the EU all line up against Israel, with very few exceptions. It's so predictable. And those of us who have jobs that require us to travel in Europe and in other parts of the world, we know the whole world is against Israel because we see it everywhere we go. again, with very few exceptions. If we're in Germany, for example, or England, or Russia, or South Africa, or wherever it might be, and we turn on the TV in a hotel room to watch the news, 90% of the time, the coverage will be biased against Israel. Even here in the United States, we're seeing more and more bias against Israel. In fact, you can watch the satellite news networks, and you pretty much know ahead of time, before they even say anything, what they're going to say about the Middle East. Now, historically, the main reason our country has been an ally of Israel is due to the enormous influence of tens of millions of evangelical Christians in this country. Most Bible-believing Christians just instinctively have a love and concern for Israel and for the Jewish people. It's not even something we have to think about. It just comes naturally. It's in our spiritual DNA. But what we have to realize is that Bible believers are a minority in the religious world. Most of the mainline denominations and groups like the National Council of Churches, for example, are notoriously pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel. That's just the way it is. Now let's move on. It's interesting that when the prophets had something to say about this, they actually predicted that there would be a counterfeit worldwide kingdom that would exist just prior to the Messiah's return. And they called that kingdom Babylon. It's a code word, because in ancient Babel, it was a way of life characterized by lawlessness. They wanted to be able to do anything they could imagine to do. They didn't want God in their lives. They didn't want God interfering in their lives. And the prophets said that's how life will be in the end times. So the spirit of ancient Babel is alive and well in the 21st century. And that's the essence of what the Bible calls wickedness, or iniquity, the biblical words. In fact, that's what the Greek words themselves mean. They mean lawless or lawlessness. The Greek words are anomos or anomios. They literally mean without law. In English, we translate those words wickedness or iniquity. But what it means is, we don't want God telling us what to do. That's the bottom line. So isn't that interesting? The Greek word for iniquity literally means without law. That's what it means. We want to be in charge. And so many of us are enamored with this Hollywood culture that's based on self-determination, doing whatever you want to do with no restraints. Like, it's my life. I'll do whatever I want to do. And look at the problems that have resulted. Marriages in Hollywood have a half-life of about 3 months or something like that. Drug and alcohol abuse are rampant. Practically everyone is in some form of recovery or therapy, and they think it's cool. There's a facade of glitter and glamour, but when you dig a little bit beneath the surface, you find there's a dark underbelly of sadness and despair in this whole pop Hollywood culture. Broken hearts and broken lives everywhere you look, but at least they're doing it their way. And I think we have to be honest and admit that we've all experienced this siren call of lawlessness at one time or another. I'll be the first to admit that I don't like to be told what to do. I really don't. Even my own children have learned to use this against me. They'll say, like, Dad, you can't take us to Six Flags, and that's final. Because they know my first reaction is going to be to say, okay, you guys, that's it. I've had enough. We're going to go to Six Flags. Go get in the car. See, they use it against me because they know me. So I'm guilty. Maybe you are too. But the Bible tells us that obedience, that is living within God-ordained boundaries and observing the principles that are given to us in God's Word, is the key to true happiness and success. And when we argue with God about how we should live our lives, it's like arguing with General Motors about how to drive a Chevrolet. And if we'll stop and think about it, we'll realize that boundaries and limits are important to success in any field of endeavor. You become a master of something, first and foremost, by learning to obey the laws that govern that thing, whether it be the piano, the guitar, a computer program, a particular sport, law, medicine, aviation, you just name it. Submission and obedience are the pathway to mastery and freedom. and achievement and fulfillment. You see, this is why the Lord was concerned that the people of ancient Babel were bent on building a civilization that would defy His ways. They wanted to do whatever they wanted to do, with no restrictions. But God knows that living life without boundaries is ultimately destructive. This is true of civilizations, and it is true of individual lives. So God wants to bless His people. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about this name it and claim it nonsense that says God wants you driving a BMW and living in a mansion and flying around in a Learjet. That's not what I'm talking about. It's easy to take truth and distort it and get out of balance. What I'm talking about is a general principle that God loves His children and He wants to bless them. You say, Gary, do you have chapter and verse for that? Yes, I do. How about Joshua 1:8? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You see, God wants to bless you, my friend. You have to do it His way, though, not your way. Not my way, not some book you bought at the mall, but God's way. Well, we're out of time. That's the first nothing in Scripture. I hope I've given you some food for thought today. This is your friend, Gary Hedrick, and on the next program, we'll talk about the second nothing in our series, What God Says About Nothing, right here on Messianic Perspectives. I hope you'll join us. We'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. If you found today's program especially helpful and insightful, you'll be glad to know that we have placed the entire series of programs on one compact disc. The title is What God Says About Nothing. It's available for your gift of just $6 or more to help us keep this program here on your station. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. By the way, listening friend, has it been a while since we've heard from you? It's very important that if you're listening, please let us know you're out there. You know, almost every time we drop a station from our network, we receive letters from people who say, "Why did you drop our station?" But then we check our files and find out they never bothered to write while we were on their station. So don't wait until it's too late. If you enjoy the program, let us know. You see, we don't want to drop a station if people are listening and we're having a ministry in their lives. But if no one is listening, we can take those funds and go on a station somewhere else. The only way we have of knowing whether or not you're listening is if you tell us. So we'll look forward to hearing from you. Just drop us a line at Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. Or email us at info@cjfm.org. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you? As Dr. Gary Hedrick continues What God Says About Nothing, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.